Annie, thanks so much for having me.
It's always great.
Again.
Yeah, for sure. It's great. It's been a few months, so we're excited to see what's new with you. But first, let's just jump right into it. It's so exciting, as we were saying, to chat with you again. Now, we caught up in January to have a chat about your previous single, Distance. What's been new and what have you been working on since we last spoke?
Wow, that seems like so long ago, and it wasn't really that long ago. What have I been doing? So, yeah, I guess I've been getting this new single kind of ready to go, and then just, yeah, finishing up the, you know, EP artwork and everything to get that out in the world as well. And, yeah, and then in the interim, I've just been working on a solo album, actually. So just getting ready the first single off that. Which, yeah, it's kind of about to get mixed, which will be good. And, yeah, and just writing, just locked in, doing a lot of writing.
Amazing. So you have been up to quite busy and getting up to all things, getting your EP ready, your singles ready, and your album as well. That's quite a bit. Now, jumping back to, of course, your latest single, which just came out on Friday, which is really exciting. Tell us a bit more about Conjured You Up, of course, which is the third single in your upcoming EP. What is the story behind this one?
So Conjured You Up is about creating a false narrative of someone or something prior to that idea actually being realized. So in the context of this track, this meant kind of shattered expectations, but also a kind of remorse for creating a false narrative in the first place, which I think is really common in the world of online dating culture. So yeah, this is definitely like a track about being ghosted, which I think is a universal concept that becoming, you know, I think it's so much, it's so common now with this online dating world, you know. Like, I read a really interesting article about, they kind of labelled it romantic consumerism, you know. It's almost like, I call it like the human database, you know, and online dating app, you're kind of just like collecting humans. But yeah, thematically, like on a broader scale, I was definitely exploring how it's so easy to subconsciously create these fake worlds, and then the vulnerability and at times expectation letdowns come along with that. That all being said, I'm now happily in the relationship. I think when it works, it works. So, you know, it's all an experiment. It's all, you know, part of the, you know, human nature, really. But, yeah.
For sure. Sounds fantastic. I love that. It's a very relatable topic that many of us young people can relate to.
Yeah, definitely.
Next question. So what was the creative process of creating this single?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I kind of touched on that a few months ago, but this is kind of the solo project. I've played in quite a few other projects, not live at the moment, but I have a band called Dive Bell. I play keys and vocals in another band called Lorelei. Also another band called Prudence, and then
quite a number of them.
Yeah, I was pop writing as well in a project called Double Vision, and then I was also doing musical direction for a pop project with a girl called Mulholland up in Byron. She's based up in Byron, and then at the same time I was like working full time for an advertising agency. So it was like full throttle.
It really was.
And then COVID hit, and like, you know, across the board, like it was to so many people, it was this pause button on life and a moment of, you know, pretty deep reflection. I think it went either way. Either creatively it was really stagnant, or it was like an outpouring, you know. And for me, this first lockdown was pretty stagnant. Second lockdown was this kind of creative outpouring in a situation where it had to be solo. I did three lockdowns solo.
I
think it was quite a natural process, really. I just had all my keyboards set up in this little kind of beach shack, and it was really cold, and I was like collecting my firewood on the beach, so chopping up, have my little axe chopping up firewood, and I went really kind of like pretty rogue there for a while. Spent a lot of time by myself, started growing veggies, and just went, yeah, into a bit of a cocoon. And out of that came, really naturally came this solo project, at first they were just these little skeletal songs. I took them to a guy called Tom Crandall's, who's been so incredible and supportive on this whole solo venture. And he's got a great studio. He's Tom played bass in DMAs for a long time, and his project is called Prudence, which I also play in. And he just saw something in the songs, I think, before I saw something in them, really. I thought they were pretty shit, to be honest. But he kind of, like, brought them to life with me, and it was really me and Tom. Then Kim Moyes from the preset came in, really loved the tracks and said he'd mix them for me, which is great. And then it just kind of flowed on from there. And, yeah, that was kind of how it happened. But it's, amazing. Yeah, it's really like I kind of am writing very solo, and then I kind of, Tom and I flesh them out, and Tom does a lot of production and engineering and co-writing on certain tracks. And, yeah, that's been, it's just flowed, really.
Fantastic. I love that you're really productive with your time, especially going through three of those lockdowns on your own as well, but you really use that time to really look deep into yourself and develop these beautiful songs that you have now, and which is turning into, of course, your album and your EP as well. Now, I want to ask you, what are the top three album or tracks you have on repeat at the moment that gets your creative juices flowing?
Oh, okay. I've been listening to a lot of the Laura Jean recent album. I think that she's incredible. I forgot off the top of my head what the album's called.
That's all good. We all had that moment. Had that moment this morning too.
Yeah, but look, she's, yeah, I think she's amazing. I'm really like loving her arrangements, and she has I think she's got like quite a classical background. I've also got a classical piano background, and so I just really resonate with her arrangements. I think they're amazing. Her record's called Amateurs. I've also been listening to a lot of Indigo Sparks' recent album, Hysteria.
Amazing.
It is quite a range. The third one, I'm always listening to an Australian artist who's a friend of mine called Brightness. His recent album was really incredible, called Black Ocean.
Nice.
Sounds cool.
Now, yeah. Of course, the big question is, so you, when is this EP actually have a date on it? And now we may as well ask, when's this album coming out as well?
Let's go for the big there. One.
Yeah, look, I think the EP, like, definitely in the next 2 months. I definitely just want it out now, you know? Like, it feels that EP was, like, definitely encompassed a certain period of time in my life. I think I touched on that a few months ago when I did the first interview, and it feels like I've kind of moved past that time. So it's, like, it's kind of like old envy, you know? Like, it needs to go. So I want to get that out, and then... the first single, yeah, it's actually getting mixed soon by a guy called Lachlan Mitchell. Mixed, did a lot of the stuff for the Jezebels and the Vines. I've worked with him in the past, actually, on Dive Bell and Prudence. We worked with him, amazing producer, engineer, and mixer. That's happening. And then, look, Tom and I just, we've got to get cooking in the studio. But, yeah, we've got, I reckon it's like, it's not, yeah, the album, look, it's a while off.
That's all right, but the EP first, because that's the one you've been teasing us all. The EP first.
I'd love to get the record out this year. That would be my plan. We'll see if it happens, but
fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's a good deadline for myself.
Sounds good. We'll have to catch up with you again and be like, hey, Alicia, like, is the album coming out soon? We're hitting the last 3 months of the year.
Yeah, you guys are my good, motivated. Good. Yeah, for sure. Hit me in check.
For sure. So many exciting things coming up, of course, your EP as well. I actually want to ask you one more thing. Any live shows coming up, Alicia?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Stumped you a little.
Yeah, look, Tom and I have been talking about it for sure. I came off the back of, like, obviously playing in, like, five active bands, playing a lot of shows really for a long time, I've always played across multiple multiple projects. And even when I had my own band, so I was doing session work as well. So it never really stopped. It was like, it was pretty relentless. And I think I kind of like burnt myself out a bit on live shows, but I'm definitely getting the itch again. So
we need to be live, Alicia.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's imminent. It'll happen. It'll happen.
Very soon.
Very soon. Yeah. Anyway, in case you guys have tuned in late, we have been here on the Monday Daily chatting to the lovely singer-songwriter Alicia Dibbs, having a chat about her latest single and her upcoming EP, Conjured Up By You. We are, of course, very excited. And in fact, we actually have her single, Conjured Up By You, here for you guys to listen to. But first, Alicia, it's been fantastic talking to you once again here on the Monday Daily.
Thanks so much for having me. So great to chat to you guys. And thanks so much for all of your support. And shout out to Lachlan and Cam at 2SER as well.
Alicia, our lovely music director. We love having you, Alicia. And we'll definitely have to catch up again soon, ask about the album and, of course, when your live shows are coming out.
Yeah, for sure.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Alicia.
Thank you.